Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dave Philly. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Callaway. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bob Kennedy. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tom Turner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Rigney. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Johnny Rigney. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Benny McCoy. Batting second. The right fielder, Eddie Collins. Batting third. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, D. Miles. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Al Brancato. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Al Rubling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Herman Bess. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Herman Bess. And now, play ball. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rubling juggles the ball. That's an error on Rubling. Philly moves to second. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a pop-up towards third. Rubling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a fly ball into left field. Miles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a pop-up towards third. Rubling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Philly. McCoy reaches second base with a double. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McCoy moves to third. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Turner for a passed ball. McCoy scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Turner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a fly ball into right field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bess fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rubling fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles strikes out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato strikes out. Two outs. Al Rubling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chapman moves to second. Herman Bess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bess hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chapman scores. Rubling moves to second. It's 2-0, Athletics. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. McCoy hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney takes first base on ball 4. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Philly strikes out. There goes Rigney. The throw from Hayes to second, and Rigney is out. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-1 in the game. Callaway hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rigney fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Philly. Hayes reaches second base with a double. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive towards Wright. Wright catches it and throws to second to double up Hayes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell is 0-for-1 in the game. Quell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bess fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-1 in the game. Wright hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McCoy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a fly ball into left field. Miles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 0-for-1 in the game. Miles hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Chapman. The throw from Turner and he is out, Callaway applying the tag. two outs. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 0 for 1 in the game. Brancato hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 1 in the game. Krivic hits a fly ball into left field. Miles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 0 for 1 in the game. Turner hits a fly ball into right field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Rigney is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Rubling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rubling hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Herman Bess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bess is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bess hits a line drive towards third. Kennedy reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. McCoy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Philly strikes out. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 2 in the game. Callaway hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. QL hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 2 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. Appling hits a fly ball into left field. Miles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 2 in the game. Wright hits a pop-up towards short. Brancato settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 2 in the game. Kennedy hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 0 for 2 in the game. Miles hits a fly ball into left field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 0 for 2 in the game. Brancato hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 2 in the game. Krivic takes first base on ball 4. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 0 for 2 in the game. Turner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Johnny Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rigney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Merle Hogue pinch hits for Dave Philly. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue hits a fly ball into right field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Merle Hogue now playing left field. Al Rubeling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubeling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rubeling hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Herman Bess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bess is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bess hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Turner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. McCoy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Callaway hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. QL hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman who is chasing the ball. QL reaches third base with a triple. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 3 in the game. Appling hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. QL scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Athletics. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 3 in the game. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson fields the ball and throws to Bess covering. Safe. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 3 in the game. Kennedy strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 2. And Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.